The former remand center is situated in the densely populated Asanwasa community and surrounded by temporal structures being used by squatters and petty traders. The place is so crowded that one has to be led to the place by a familiar person. The juvenile remand center was built in the late 1940s to serve the Ashanti, Bonahafo and parts of the central region as a holding center for minors. The center has residential quarters for the warden and assistant, as well as supervisors who are all from the Department of Social Welfare. Now, the remand center is a pale shadow of itself, even though the physical structures remain intact. A visit to the defunct center showed the facility is in a very deplorable state and in need of urgent maintenance. An assistant warden and staff of the Department of Social Welfare, Madame Stella Yirba, who conducted Radio Ghana around the center, disclosed that recently there was a burglary attack on the premises of the Kumasi Metro Director of Social Welfare, during which her electrical and home appliances were taken away. In an interview, the Ashanti Regional Director of the Department of Social Welfare, Mrs. Patricia Tremantin Beche, disclosed that the remand center was closed down in 2013 for lack of maintenance. The close down was also necessitated by the escape of 5 out of 6 inmates through the weak ceiling of the center.
The Department of Social Welfare, as part of our mandate, is to look at the interests of children in general. Now we've heard of this issue of rape by some young boys, Bantama. Yeah, the issue involves children. It's so unfortunate that such a thing should happen. And social welfare, our bid is to get in touch with all those concerned, and especially the girl who was maltreated. Is there any way this girl can be encouraged? Is there any way this girl can be helped? Because when something like this happens, even the confidence of the girl can come down. And social welfare, we are there to interact and encourage.
How often do such cases come to your attention, and if they have been previous instances, what role do you play?
I don't remember such a case coming to us. You hear of it in parts of the country, and when it gets to your doorstep, that you know what specifically to do, because each case and its merit. So it's when we see the case that we see, we look at how the individuals concerned can be helped.
We also know that juveniles, after court hearings and trial, or they are convicted, they are normally referred to the foster homes or the correctional facilities instead of the adult prison. How ready is the Ashanti region for such a scenario should it occur after the court hearing of this case?
Ashanti region, we don't have a correctional facility here. We have a remand home where children whose cases are being looked into, when the case is adjourned, we have that facility to provide care until the case is seen through. Unfortunately, that facility is no more functioning because of lack of maintenance. The situation is so bad. It was closed in the year 2013. So from 2013, we haven't really had any juvenile in that facility.
Mrs. Berche said for now, the only alternative for juveniles who have been accused of any form of crime is remand into police cells pending final determination of their cases. On conviction, the only option is to send the convicts to Accra, where there is a correctional home.
When they are convicted and there's the need for them to be committed, we have facilities not in Ashanti region, but we have a facility in Accra. We normally call it the Bostal, but it's the senior. We have the senior correctional center there. Depending on the age, between 17 and 21 years, that facility is there. Otherwise, we have the junior correctional center, Twedru. There too, the children can be committed and taken care of. But in Ashanti region, the facility was mainly for remand purposes.
At the time of its closure, how many children were there, and what happened to the children who were there before it was closed down?
Before the closure, I think there were about 6 children. I need to cross-check. But out of the number, 5 of them escaped. That forced us to close it because the facility was so bad. They could open the ceiling and then they came out. And we felt that thing shouldn't continue.
Is there any effort at getting a replacement or a renovation of that same facility to serve its purpose?
Yes, we've reported to the appropriate quarters, and we are waiting. We are waiting for people to give us positive response. And
the regional director of the Department of Social Welfare noted that since the closure of the center in 2013, a report has been made to her superiors for the appropriate action to be taken, yet there has not been any positive feedback. She said it is the duty of authorities to take the appropriate steps to address the issue since it borders on human and legal rights of minors.
Nicholas Osewusu's report.
The chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, has asked parents to keep an eye on their girl child. He said the recent spate of gang rape leaves much to be desired, and parents need to watch how their children socialize. He noted that gang rape in the Christian context is an abomination before God.
We must try as much as possible to educate ourselves, not to create the condition for such possibility. And I use the word advisedly. I'm not trying to endorse what other people have said, that look at the way these women are dressing. That is what led me to do that. The fact that somebody has dressed in a certain way doesn't give you the right to violate the right of that person. But at the same time, we need to be also very careful about the way young people are dressing these days, sort of attracting people to themselves. Fashion itself speaks volume. For example, if a person dresses and puts a butterfly, a girl puts a butterfly on her chest, it is an invitation for people to concentrate on that side, and especially when it is exposed. And then you also have some of our people going around on drugs, people who cannot even reason and think, that the fact that somebody has dressed that way doesn't mean that I have to violate that person's right. We need to ensure proper socialization of the young people who are coming. I mean, the recent events in Kumasi leaves much to be desired, but it's not the first of its kind. It's been happening. And therefore, it is important for us to be socializing our children. That sex itself is a language. It is a language of love, a language of self-giving, which must be done within the consent of two people who have agreed.
That was the chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante.
Commenting on the issue, the lead pastor of the Cedar Mountain Chapel, Reverend Dr. Steve Wengam, referred to gang rape as very unfortunate and a depiction of the extent to which society is degenerating. Reverend Dr. Wengam blamed society for failing to condemn and frown on immoral acts. He said it is also as a result of parental irresponsibility and a breakdown of traditional society.
The causes, I think, are very known to all of us. I think the unbridled way and way by which we advertise nudity and sex on our screens and in the media is terrible. We no longer frown on nudity, not only in advertising, but even in our day-to-day life. I'm not saying that nudity is a license for anybody to rape anybody, but let's face it, it's also a contributing factor. Again, society no longer condemns what is evil and sin. We try to normalize many of the things that we all used to abhor, society used to abhor and condemn. If you look at our music day, full of sex lyrics, people speak profane and nobody frowns upon it. There is advocacy for parents allowing their children to go where they want to go, to wear what they want to wear, you know. And even in recent times, the issue about homosexuality, if you listen to some of the comments about some people in the past, people would have readily condemned it, you know. But here we are in society trying to tolerate some of these things.
Lead pastor of Cedar Mountain Chapel, Reverend Dr. Steve Wengam.